Teams huddling up. Special teams getting ready to head out onto the field. I made the bold call during the commercial there. Maybe the Tornado will try a little trickery here. Maybe an onside kick could be called for. Or a squibber.
It's hard to say. Having not seen their kickoff return team yet, it's hard to say, you know, what you're going to face.
And it'll be Luke Smith, the deep back for Seneca Valley. He awaits the Emery Douthit kickoff. First time we've called Emerson's name tonight. And he approaches the football and drives it. And just like the first half, a flag is thrown.
Yeah, they hadn't called this one yet.
That's true. They didn't have a, there wasn't a special teams penalty yet.
Right.
So now we can mark that off the bucket list for the refs here tonight. they're just going to, I guess they weren't ready to go, maybe? Oh, offside Butler, okay. So, the 13th penalty total called on the night. We'll make Douthit kick it away from the 35-yard line. So the deep backs for Seneca will inch forward. Douthit with the approach again. And it's a high kick taken at the 25-yard line. On the far sideline, we're trying to get a number of whoever's scampering with that football.
30.
And that is Parker Smith, the senior for Seneca Valley, returning it out to the 37-yard line. And that's where the Raiders will take over. First down and 10. They lead 21-0. And we are just underway here in the third. Well, many thanks to the Seneca Valley parents, whoever, for the pizza and wings at halftime here. Always look forward to that.
That was very nice of them to do that.
Gabe Lawson, the sophomore, in at quarterback on first down. He'll go in under center on first down. Noah Mancuso, the lone setback. And he'll get the call. Up the middle goes Mancuso. Butler right there. No gain. Maybe a loss of a half a yard on the play. They'll give him the line of scrimmage.
Great job by Nick Stazer there, busting through the line, stuffing the running back in the backfield. Well, they gave him forward progress, though.
Yeah, they'll give him about a half a yard to the 38. Give him two. Wow. That went from zero to two.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Second down and 8. And a quarterback keeper by Lawson. A flag comes in. And Lawson is into Butler territory at the 49-yard line, but this one will likely come back. You see a lot of the Seneca Valley players, Craig, standing there with their arms outstretched like, you know, what am I doing? Holding the call.
Yeah, it's kind of called grabbing and pulling on the opponent's jersey.
Which is what happened.
Yeah, the opponent's trying to run away from you, and you're still holding on to him. It kind of makes it a little bit obvious.
So the penalty puts the football at the 38. They declined that, I believe. Did they decline that?
No,
they took the penalty? Okay, mm-hmm. So it makes it second down and 9. In the shotgun, Gabe Lawson. He'll get out to Mancuso. Again, he'll try the middle of that Butler defensive line, and nothing doing there. He is driven to the turf. Colton Frost right there in the middle of it all.
JR coming in there, backing him up.
Yep. They'll give him the 41. 3 yards. Third down and six.
It's amazing. He gets dropped like 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and all of a sudden he's got a positive gain. It's interesting. That's amazing.
Third and six from the 41. Trips to the right for Seneca Valley. Low snap taken by Lawson. He rolls to his right, looks downfield, throws on the run, incomplete. Intended for Banofsky, a little crossing pattern toward the far sideline, and he dropped it. And the punting unit out for Seneca Valley. Fourth down and six, but the punting unit out, it appears. If this is the case, they're thinking about going for it.
Okay.
Let's say if this is the case, it'll be the first punt.
I was going to ask you that.
But no, they're going to line it up. Fourth and six, and it'll be a pooch kick. Lawson with the pooch, and it's a pretty good one. And it goes into Butler territory. He takes a Seneca Valley bounce inside the 20, down at the 11-yard line. So that's the worst field position for Butler on the night. They'll take it over at their own 11.
Well, maybe they can do something with this.
I didn't take that back to 16. My fault. Yeah, they had good field position the entire first half, unable to do anything with it. Let's see if they can put together a nice, sustained, up-the-field drive here. Butler has it, first and 10 at the 16-yard line. Brandon Flieger, the quarterback, in the pistol on first down. We'll give it to Luke Mihalik, and Luke goes on the outside of the left tackle to the 20-yard line, a gain of four.
Well, I know we have some young guys on the offensive line here, but one thing they got to learn to do, and hopefully this comes with some experience there, they're pretty heavy in their stance. They're really coming forward on a forward hand, and if I'm a defender, I'm going to look at that and kind of figure, hey, it's going to be a run here. So they got to get back in their stance just a little bit and learn how to fire out using their feet, not their forward body weight.
Second and six. Flieger backs away for a moment, now gets back in there. Option to the right, cuts it back up the middle. Flieger has a first down. Nice run by Brandon Flieger out to the 28-yard line. Craig, you mentioned a little bit of that in the first half. I'd like to see that.
And you have to do that. I think, you know, honestly, Brandon has some very deceptive speed to him. You know, yes, he's a great drop-back passer, but he has some elusiveness to him as well.
Well, spotted shy of the marker at the 27. I thought he had enough. They moved it. Okay. Gain of seven on the play for Brandon. First down. He'll give it to, I believe that's Luke Mihalik. And Luke is high load right at the line of scrimmage.
And he picked up two.
He did, didn't he? He's at the 31.
Well, at least it's nice they're calling it both ways on this.
Gain of three. And they'll give him four. Gain of four. Second down and six.
Wow. It's a good push.
Well, you're hands the football off to Jake Tilko, and he's wrapped up right away. A loss of about a yard. Gabe Miller with the immediate hit in the backfield for Seneca Valley. Puts him down at the 29-yard line, a loss of two.
That hurts to lose those yards.
Sure does. And that makes it a third down and long. Third and nine. Well, it needs to get it to the 38-yard line. Mihalik goes in motion to the near side on third down. Flieger throws, slant pass, in and out of the hands of Brad Kopp. And in an area where he could catch it.
Oh,
Flinger
yes.
puts the zip on it. And
it was a good pass. Very good pass. It's got to be caught.
And now that'll make it 4th and 9, and the punting unit out. And Jake Cradle will head out onto the field.
Had a coach say one time, if it hits your hands, it should be caught.
Yeah. No doubt. Jake Banofsky stands at his 40-yard line awaiting the punt. Good snap. A wobbly kick. We'll hit in Seneca Valley territory, and we'll hit out of bounds at the 44-yard line. So great field position for Seneca Valley. They take over for their second possession of the half here, leading 21-0 with 7:02 to go in the third.
Well, you have to ask a lot from your defense again to step up here and hopefully stuff them.
They did on that first possession, forcing Seneca to go 3 and out. Need another one of those. Still a lot of time to go here. Need a turnover. First down and 10 at the 44. Lawson, a low snap. It's loose on the turf, and he falls on it. And it'll be a big loss. Back to the 36-yard line, a loss of 8 on that play.
That was great hustle. Very good hustle by the defense that time to get in there and not let him really be able to pick that ball up. And he saw the pressure coming at him, and he knew he'd just go better squat on it.
We'll make it a second and long. Second down and 18. A Freeport shut out by Aliquippa. 50-0 tonight. Wow, the Yellow Jackets. With a tough one. Second down and 18. A keeper by Lawson. And he really had nowhere to go.
And he was really trying to turn upfield quick. But J.R. Harold got in there, kind of spun around with him there, just enough to slow him down so the secondary could follow in and just, you know, stop him for hardly any gain.
He runs for 2 yards on that play. And now a third down and 16 to come for Seneca Valley, and a big play here for the Butler defense. From the 38 for Seneca, third down and 16. Gabe Lawson will drop back in the shotgun, empty backfield. Rolling to his near side, a flag comes in. This will probably be against Butler, it appears, because they let the play go. Pass is incomplete.
Oh, here's another flag coming there at the very end. No, I think they like the little weights they have in here, because you see them throwing. they don't just toss us, they toss them.
They have like throw them like darts.
Right.
I bet they all like to play cornhole. I like throwing those bean bags and things like that. So we'll see what these penalties are about. 12 first half penalties between the two teams. And now I believe this will make 3 more in this half so far. Procedure call against Seneca Valley is call number 1. That will be declined. Oh, this is both going against them. And the second call is a personal foul against Seneca Valley. That one will be accepted. So that'll bury Seneca Valley deep in their own territory. Drop them all the way back to the 22-yard line. So that ended up being a 16-yard penalty. Good one from out of town. Pine Richland 22, Penn Hills 15. That one in the third. Mars a winner tonight. They were late in the game. Fourth quarter, 23-7 over Montour. Some county scores for you. Thanks, Eddie. Fourth down at 31. And the Raiders will punt. And Sam Dietrich will stand at his 45-yard line. And now whistles. And somebody burning a timeout. Let's find out what's happening here. Illegal substitution against Butler. That's a new one.
Mm.
We're just going down the book the whole night. We're going to get them all called here, Mask Avenger. Oh, they're going to go right down the book here with all the penalties tonight. Special team penalties. We're going to sick you down there. You're going to have to turn heel for one night. Fourth and 26, though, the Raiders will still punt. It's a high snap. It's pulled down. The punt is in the air. Dietrich is driven back. He'll let it hit. He'll take a Seneca Valley bounce and a big roll inside the 20. And Tyler Johnson's kick will be downed at the Butler 17-yard line.
Wow. He definitely got some leg into that.
He did, and they got a great roll. But nonetheless, a Tornado defense has come out to play here in the second half. Of course, Seneca Valley not helping their own cause with the penalties. But that's the way the game's been going here tonight. So 5:03 to go in the third. Well, they're trailing 21-0. They'll have the ball for the second time here in the half. This time they'll start at their 17. First down and 10. Fleeger in the pistol. Takes the snap, turns, and gives it to Luke Mihalik. He'll try that left side, and Luke will have short yardage. He'll get it out to the 19-yard line, a gain of 2. Second down and 8.
You can see they've definitely been keying on Luke all night. Wisely so.
No doubt.
You have to game plan around him.
And it seems we're running Luke to that left side a lot. So they must like the matchup over there. Second and 8 from the 19. Option to the left. Mihalik takes the pitch. And he will go out of bounds, so lose maybe a yard. Connor Hayes with the good defensive play for Seneca. Loss of the play back to the 16-yard line. Third down and 11.
This is a big step up down here.
No question about it. Third and 11 from the 16. Fleeger to throw. And it will be sacked. Actually, got the football off. And it's, well, they'll say it's an incomplete pass. He shuffled to Halick. And a break for Butler. Does that look like that was going to get ugly quick?
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, when you... youth on the line there that exploited that time. The right end came in there pretty much almost untouched and drove himself back into the Fleeger every time he's been setting up back there. Unfortunately, he's been not getting a chance to really survey the field.
Fourth down and 11, and Jake Cradle back out the punt. Banofsky standing in Butler territory at the 45-yard line awaiting the kick. Jake gets the punt off. It's a good kick. Banofsky with a fair catch, and he'll take it at the Butler 49-yard line, and the flag comes in, Craig.
I wonder if it'll be a sideline for
him. You hear the public address announcers getting tired of saying flag on the play. Is it a sideline warning, you believe? Well, we haven't had that one yet. Let's find out.
I'm just reaching. Oh, cue the Benny Hill music.
That's what it is. It's on Seneca Valley? Sideline warning on Seneca Valley, and it was completely on the other side of the field. That's becoming kind of comical here, even in the press box. Everybody's talking about it.
That is kind of ridiculous.
So that negates a good field position, and instead of the other 49, Seneca will take it at their own 36-yard line. Third quarter now, Central Catholic dominating Hempfield 35-7. Mount Lebanon 24, Cannon Mack 10. That one's in the fourth. Scores from around the WPIAL Class 6A. First and 10 from the 36. Option keeper. Lawson running with it. Look left, cut it back to his right, gets a short gain to the 40-yard line, a gain of four. Jake Tilko with the stop for Butler. Gain of four, second down and six. Clock rolling, 2:46 to go, third. Butler down by three touchdowns. Second and six. Mancuso with the carry. Butler waits for him. No gain. And he'll be dropped.
I got close to the line of scrimmage. Looks like he lost
Chris Mertz with the, yeah, Chris Mertz, the first helmet on him there.
He was in there in a hurry, too.
The junior. First time I believe we've called Chris's name tonight. Good play there.
Way to be heads up.
A loss of a couple. Back to the 38. Third down and eight. 38. 2 minutes to go on the third. And play clock winding down, and there's going to be some confusion on the Seneca Valley sideline. They'll be forced to take their first timeout. They'll have two remaining. Thanks to WRX Tap Room and Grill on the Meridian Road. A primetime player of the game sponsor. A good weekend. Get out and get some prime rib.
Ooh.
At WRX. It is the best. It's awesome.
That's good stuff.
WRX Tap Room and Grill, their famous prime rib. Great sponsor of Butler Athletics and youth sports in general. That's WRX Tap Room and Grill on the Meridian Road, Butler. And we're going to need somebody to step forward so we can name that player of the game here tonight. Right now, I've got some defensive guys in mind here. We'll figure that out later on. Seneca Valley facing a third down and eight at their own 38-yard line with a minute 48 to go in the third. Out of the timeout.
Play resumes, third and eight from 38.
And a shuffle pass up the middle it goes to Mancuso. And he'll carry it out to the 43-yard line, and you betcha a flag thrown. Actually, a couple.
Yep.
Personal foul, face mask, Butler.
Yeah. Tonight's broadcast is sponsored by Tide Laundry Detergent. Jeez. Man. I have to wash these hankies tonight.
The penalty will put the football at the Butler 41-yard line. And the Raiders get to the line, first down. and in motion, and he'll get the football. That's Luke Smith. And Luke Smith will try the get around left end and stays on his feet for positive yards. Butler did a good job that time, Craig, of kind of staying home. And
they did. They recognized
shutting it off.
Yeah, you can see on the backside there, as soon as he went into motion, they started making calls, defensive calls. That's good. They're playing with their heads up. It's good to see, even in a 21-0 game, their minds are still in it.
They're
knowing their responsibilities.
Dietrich and Coleman in there for Butler. Second down and 6, under a minute now to go in the third. Gabe Lawson to throw. Nothing doing. He's flush from the pocket, dumps it over the middle. Catch is made by the tight end, and it's enough for a first down. And that is Jake Stebbins with the grab. And he takes it down to the Butler 21. So Butler had good coverage right away, Craig.
They did.
The coverage broke down, and Gabe Lawson did what he had to do, scramble until he saw somebody open.
That's it. When he has a scramble like that, you know, as you say, there is good coverage.
Mancuso with the carry. And Mancuso has good yardage inside the Butler 10. A little misdirection handoff in there to Mancuso down to the 5-yard line. That's 16 yards on the play. And that makes it first and goal to go, and that's the final play of the third. So the Raiders threatening to tack on to their lead. They lead 21-0. And this is Butler Football on 1050 AM at WBUT.com. Let me get a
McPick 2. Oh, McDonald's takes the lead and goes big, adding 2-for-5 deals up on the board. What's it going to be? The iconic Big Mac, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, filet of fish, or quarter pounder with cheese? Oh, they're good. They're all good. The fan favorites you love are back on the McPick 2 menu. Choose any two for just $5. Mix and match your McDonald's faves today. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
Shoot in any weather, indoors, at Downrange Supply's new indoor range, 534 Evans City Road in Butler, across from Brankles. Downrange Supply is your headquarters for rifles, pistols, revolvers, ammo, and accessories. See the straight shooters at Downrange Supply for all your shooting needs and for a place to shoot indoors. Downrange is a Marcus Luttrell Team Never Quit Ammo distributor, and they are affiliated with Shaner Supplies for all your Class 3 needs. That's Downrange Supply, 534 Evans City Road in Butler. Call 724-482-6400.
Back at Seneca Valley, Ron Willison along with Craig Lucas. First and goal for Seneca. They lead it 21-0, threatening to add on here as they have it at the Butler 5-yard line. And they'll spread it out on first down. Mancuso the lone setback, a couple of slot receivers and a couple of wideouts. Lawson in under center. On first down, he'll try the keeper.
Oh.
And had nowhere to go as Colton Frost grabbed them around the hips and spun them around right at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Did a nice job staying home there, as you said. You know, he didn't give them anywhere to run.
And that'll bring up second and goal. And Gabe Lawson again will go in under center. Power backfield this time. Option, keeper, Lawson. Up the middle he goes. He's inside the 5. He's spun to the turf, shy of the goal line. Right at the goal line, as a matter of fact. Down to the 1.
Well, you have Cradle and Stazer teaming up there to stuff him. So 3rd and 1.
Yep, they'll put it at the 1. Third and goal from the 1. Again, to power it up, Lawson just goes right over center, dives for the goal line, and he's in for the Seneca Valley touchdown.
They had him stuffed up there, but he reached that ball right over the goal line.
So the third time that Gabe Lawson has run it in from the one. And it's now 27-0 with a point after to come. Tanner Sherry on for the point after try out of a Jake Banofsky hold. And that extra point is good. It's now Seneca Valley 28 and Butler 0. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
You don't need a rocket to get to Mars or to get a mortgage. At Mars Bank, you can apply for a mortgage online. The difference is that if you need some help, you can connect via email, phone, or we'll meet with you in person. Convenience, award-winning service, and great rates from a local community bank. Right now, there are great rates on mortgages for purchase or refinance. Visit marsbank.com/norocket for rates, online application, and more. Mars Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The law offices of Dillon McCandless King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dillon McCandless King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
Gabe Lawson, one-yard plunge, 28-0, Seneca Valley. 10:37 of the fourth, 8 plays, 64 yards on the drive, one penalty thrown in there. And the kickoff will, oh, wow, hook right around the pylon and into the end zone for a touchback. So Butler will start at their own 20, kind of the reverse of their field position in the first half. Second half, they've started at their own 16, at their own 17, and now at their own 20. Now you're looking for positives. Let's see who's going to step up here for the Tornado.
That's it. Who's still in the game here? It's easy to hang your head, but now's the time. You know, a real gut check.
First down. Flag thrown. And it'll be a delay of game, I believe, on Butler. The clock showing zero. That's what it is. Wow. 5 yards. So, a 5 yard penalty back to the 15 yard line.
Wow.
Fleeger to throw on first down. And the pass is incomplete. Intended for Luke Mihalik. Falls incomplete. Fell right in front of Brennan Hayes. And nearly came up with an interception.
I like that, though. I like throwing that on the first down.
Second down and 15 for Butler. Just unable to connect on any passes here, Craig. A couple of tipped balls in that first half or picks. A couple of just plain missed balls here in the second.
And it's frustrating when you have a really good quarterback. He's one of the better quarterbacks we've seen in quite some time here at Butler.
And on the sweep handoff, running with football, Luke Mihalik, he was lined up as a flanker, came around to take the handoff for a good gain. Out to the Butler 24-yard line. A gain of nine.
That's a play we saw a lot of last year. He seemed to really like that. Hadn't shown much of it this year, but definitely proved to be effective on that play.
Make it third down and six. Leaguer in the pistol on third down. Play action. Stands in the pocket. Drops the football. As he went to throw it, it just fell out of his hands like a bar of soap. And it looks like Seneca Valley has recovered. And they did.
That's a tough one. That's really a tough one there.
Yeah, I don't know if he
was just looking and looking and looking, and it just like squeezed right out of his hand.
At the 18-yard line is where the Raiders get it. Almost looked like he was bringing it back up to throw it, and it just fell out of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the third Butler turnover on the night, and gives the Raiders great field position at the Butler 18-yard line. Mancuso with the carry, and Noah Mancuso with very little gain that time. J.R. Harold in on the stop for Butler. No gain, maybe a yard on the play. Second down and 10. 28-0, Seneca Valley, 9:11 to go. Here in the fourth. Four in a pattern for the Raiders on this second down play. In the gun goes Gabe Lawson. A little stretch handoff to Mancuso. And he'll run it right up the middle. Take that back, Matt Stanger. With his first carry of the night. And he ran it forward to the 11-yard line, a gain of six, third down and three. Stanger listed as a quarterback on the Raider roster. And he gets the carry again. Oh, and he has a first down and more as he squirts through the line and gets into the end zone for a touchdown.
He just gotten to the point here where the defense has been out there so long, they're kind of exhausted. You can see them walking, because now they're running through tackles. You know, it's more of an arm tackle versus a full body tackle on somebody, and Seneca Valley's just running right through them.
And that'll make it a 34-zip. Point after to come from Tanner Sherry, and that would unfortunately make it the mercy rule. The extra point is good. And that makes it 35-0. Matt Stanger with an 11-yard run on the third play from scrimmage of that drive. It started at the Butler 18 off the fumble. So, again, the Raiders make Butler pay for a turnover by putting points on the board.
And I do believe you're right. I think each one of our turnovers resulted in points for them.
I think you are correct. I'd have to go back and look, but I believe so. The masked Avenger has been busy writing down all kinds of numbers and stats here tonight. I've never seen him work so hard.
Exactly, like the...
Except for at halftime when there's lots of pizza.
Oh, well, that's,
then he works hard.
Without a doubt.
He works very hard at that point.
It's like a dinosaur trying to play a piano over here. I mean, watch him tweet out his little scores here.
A dinosaur playing piano. That's some levity here. Seth Winters teeing it up for Seneca. Mihalik and Dietrich. And it's a squib kick. It hits one of the Butler up backs. And let's see who has it. It's at the Butler 41-yard line. We'll await the official word.
Good.
And Butler will get it.
Mertz did a good job squirting in there to get that ball.
So the Tornado just trying to get anything going here on offense. If anything, put together a nice drive. First down and 10. Man in motion for Butler, Anthony Davidek going to his far side. The pitch goes to Luke Mihalik. And Luke will go to the right side and get out to the 44-yard line, a gain of four. And really, he's been the only offense again here tonight for Butler. As he had 33 yards in the first half. Second down. Again, Mihalik with the call, and Butler, well, he'll get a yard to the 45.
Butler was getting off the ball good that time on the offensive line, but I said, man, you get that one little defender, it's just squeezing through, it's just busting the play up in the backfield.
And that will make it third down and six. Brandon Flieger will take the snap and give it off to Jake Tilko. Nothing doing. Seneca Valley awaited him. Charge led there by Drew Robertson, a senior. And that will bring up fourth down.
There seems to be some sort of confusion, though, in the blocking scheme here. Watching with the binoculars that time. Yeah, everybody's getting off the ball good, but they let their man go. It's like they kind of chip. Like a chip block, and they're moving to the second level, which is good, but not everyone can do it. Somebody's got to stay on the man to keep him from going in there.
So Butler will go for it. Fourth down. Mihalik will go in motion to the near sideline. Straight drop, Brandon Flieger. Screen pass over the middle. Again, it's tipped incomplete. And that will turn the football over on downs. And you've got to give Seneca Valley credit where credit's due here, Craig, on plays like that. That's the third batted ball.
Yes.
You know, their linemen are getting their hands up, they're reading the play, staying at home, and it's been tough for Brandon to flip the football over them.
Absolutely. It's very tough, but you know, you look for little things in a game. And what I was looking at, whenever they would have the huddle, we were always taught, you know, everyone's eyes on the quarterback. Everyone's listening. I looked at 10 heads looking around at different areas. You know, Brandon's calling the play in there, and the focus isn't there. And that's on everyone.
So some substitutions for Seneca Valley, a lot of new players. And running the football that time for Nick Asa, a senior with the carry for the Raiders. Craig, I agree. I mean,
it's little things like that.
You're right.
You know, in a one-point game and a 35-point game, your head has to be there. I know you're tired, you feel beat, whatever, but you keep your fundamentals going.
Second down and four. And that is Evan Smith, a sophomore with the carry. And looks like he is just shy of the first down to the 37. Third down and one.
Nathan Hall coming in.
And this one, a flag will come in. And it'll go against Seneca Valley. Procedure of the call. False start against the Raiders. Makes it
You know, in all honesty, anyone's going to walk past the locker room tonight, and you're not going to smell Ben Gay in any other locker room except for the referees here, because their shoulders are going to be so sore from this. Never seen something like this.
Third down and six. Nick Asif to throw. Incomplete. He had a man in the area, Mike Bineski, a big sophomore, 6 foot. 6 foot tall sophomore. And that will make it fourth down.
That's going to bring up fourth down and six.
Fourth down and six. Raiders will just, looks like they'll just probably do another pooch kick here, maybe. Yeah, they'll run the option. And the pitch.
Got to hold on to him.
Matt Stanger, and Stanger goes down the far sideline and will go out of bounds. Well, depends on the spot whether or not he got the first down or not. It might be a bit short.
He just ran out of a tackle there. He would have been stopped for about a 2 yard loss, but he just ran, continued to run right out of a tackle.
And that is a first down. So the Raiders running the clock out. It is rolling. Mercy roll in effect here. And running with a football. Flag is thrown. Nick Asif with the carry, but that will come back on a block in the back or a hold. Holding against Seneca Valley.
Oh, the humanity. Jeez.
I think we're going to go ahead and make an executive decision here, and we're going to, since this is a Butler County team, we'll give the player of the game to Seneca Valley tonight.
I think that's.
And handoff goes to Evan Smith. Gabe Lawson with 3 touchdowns tonight for Seneca. So we thank W. Ricks Tapper McGrill for the primetime player of the game sponsor. Great prime rib at W. Rick's Tap Room and Grill on the Meridian Road in Butler. Waning moments of this contest. And that is Matt Stanger keeping it for Seneca. Whole horde of Butler players. So the Tornado will have to go back to the drawing board.
Well, fortunately, we have North Allegheny next week.
Yes, at home.
Yes.
And Stanger. We'll just run it out. And that will be the final play. And they were a little funnier in the press box. The public address announcer said, no flag on the play. You got to love it. And that's it. The final score is Seneca Valley 35 and Butler nothing. We'll take a quick timeout. Back on the wrap-up. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM at WBET.com.